Hey y'all, welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Cannabis Sativa. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and would like to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Sativa here. Hope you guys are having a very good one. Hope your Friday is treating you well. Hope things are going well for you and hope you have a very good weekend in store. So right now I want to cover an article. I don't want to keep this episode specifically too long. As usual, I can be found on iTunes. I can be found on Podbean, Radio Republic, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and other platforms like it. And be sure to hit subscribe if you find yourself coming around often. And if you find yourself feeling extra generous, I have a Patreon, and that's the link there. And for just $1 a month, you could support the podcast, and I can use the funds wisely to expand, to buy better sound equipment, to buy better hardware, to perhaps even go on tour someday and go to other states and try to move the dialogue in other states. So without further ado, let's get to the episode. All right. So New Hampshire, as you know, as we covered in our How to Get a Card in Your Respective State series, they have a rather restrictive medical marijuana law. They only have, I think, about 3 or 4 dispensaries. You can only really designate one dispensary that you can regularly go to. So let's say you were to find, like, let's say like one dispensary was doing a deal where they were having your favorite strain and they were 40 miles north or whatever, and you wanted to shop around for the best deal, or you wanted to get a very specific strain from a different dispensary. Under their law, you wouldn't be permitted to do that, because you can only designate one and go to one on a regular basis. And another thing is their qualifying condition list is not very, there's not a lot of conditions. And most importantly, you have to have an existing bona fide doctor-patient relationship of like 90 days. So you have to see that, you have to be with that doctor for 90 days before they'll issue you the certification for which you can visit that one of the 3 dispensaries. So it's very, very restrictive. The previous administration made it that way, and the governor upheld it for the most part and didn't allow it to be loosened up. But there might be the opportunity to override his recent veto and overhaul the program to get rid of this restrictive doctor-patient relationship and this onerous regulation. Live free or die, the live free or die Granite State should be that. And the governor should not use his personal biases to restrict the rights and the freedoms of the people of the Granite State. So let's read the article. It's from the Concord Monitor. Our turn. Override vetoes of therapeutic cannabis law updates. For the past 5 years, New Hampshire allowed residents to use therapeutic marijuana to treat chronic disease such as cancer, chronic pain such as Crohn's disease, or depression, PTSD. Their alternative medication is often an opioid. As legislators, we hear the therapeutic marijuana laws enacted in 2013 need updating. New Hampshire patients who obtain a physician's permission to use therapeutic marijuana must wait 90 days for a state ID card before they access products from one of the state's 4 alternative treatment centers. One patient testified, "I fear I'm becoming addicted to opioids while I wait for the state to issue an ID card." Others have said, "I traveled nearly 4 hours round trip to visit one of the 4 centers." While others have testified, "I'm better off saving time and money and buying illegally, either on the street or out of state." Indeed. Indeed. I mean, their program is very, very restrictive. We read one other article and one other news story about how a state rep had him and his wife had to leave the state because the program the ounces are like 400 or more. They can't home grow, and it's very expensive and onerous in terms of choice because you can only really go to one dispensary in the state. And it's really sad. Hopefully the lawmakers can overturn this veto. But let's continue reading it. We must do better for Granite Staters who receive physician-authorized permission to use therapeutic marijuana. Residents can't simply obtain their physician's permission and go to the local pharmacy. By statute, a patient must wait 90 days while they fill out a state form and submit a photo on a CD-ROM. Wow, that's archaic. That's archaic and asinine. So they can receive a state ID card. The process is awful, which makes us think Governor Chris Sununu was poorly advised when he vetoed legislation to fix it. Senate Bill 88 aimed to eliminate the current 90-day wait period. Patients must have visited their physician, who must complete a full assessment of the patient's medical history and current medical condition. If the therapeutic marijuana use is authorized by the physician, the information is shared with the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services and entered into the database. This entry is necessary because only those with prior authorization are allowed to enter one of the state's regulated alternative treatment centers for therapeutic cannabis. The whole process can be cut down to a day wait. Patients don't need to suffer unnecessarily or use addictive opioids while they wait for a state-issued ID card. The legislature must override the governor's veto to implement this common-sense process. While the above addresses access, the other issue needing attention is the high price to buy therapeutic marijuana from a New Hampshire authorized alternative treatment center. New Hampshire's highly regulated market serves 9,000 patients. SB 145. Keep in mind, New Hampshire has a very similar population in terms of the amount of people has in a state to Maine, and Maine has about 3% of its population with a medical marijuana card. They've been pioneers in medical marijuana, and they have tens of more thousands of patients, and New Hampshire hasn't even cracked 10,000, where I think Maine has about 30 to 40,000, if not more. So let's continue. New Hampshire's highly regulated market serves 9,000 patients. SB 145 would authorize the three companies operating the four therapeutic cannabis treatment centers to be for-profit rather than not-for-profit. A look at their financial statements shows that since opening, they have lost all their money each year they have been in business. With only 9,000 authorized patients, New Hampshire's market is tiny. The companies can't borrow money, so property, equipment, security, and inventory are self-financed, which drives up the price for the product. Rather self-defeating. Companies argue that reorganizing as for-profit businesses would allow them to sell shares, raise capital, lower the price of their products, free enterprise. The Attorney General's office defined the pathway for recognizing in SB 145. Conversion to for-profit status will help keep the doors open, provide a means to lower prices, and assure a legal means for patients to obtain therapeutic cannabis. When he vetoed these bills, Governor Sununu warned the passage would make it easier for these companies to be acquired by out-of-state marijuana companies. So what? The best companies will thrive either way if you allow a free market approach. If out of state people come in and do a better job than the in-state people, that just means that the people native to New Hampshire, the companies or the company runners are not doing a good job, and they need to step up their game. Competition is good, you know. When you have monopolies like YouTube and Google and, you know, the internet companies, they can do whatever the heck they want, because where else are you going to go? But when you have competing caregivers, when you have HomeGrow, which this governor vetoed because of the cop unions, because of his reefer madness, just like he vetoed this bill. But when you have competition, you keep the prices down, and then the companies across the board have to improve to meet the needs of the citizens of that state. So competition is good and competition is needed. When he vetoed the bills, Governor Sununu warned that the passage would make it easier for the companies to be acquired by out-of-state marijuana companies. But the current companies already have out-of-state affiliations. And New Hampshire's therapeutic cannabis market is so small that it isn't about to be overwhelmed by a large multinational cannabis production and sales company. Our state government has made it too difficult and too expensive for many New Hampshire residents to access therapeutic cannabis products. Two fixes passed by the legislature are immediately available. We ask you to contact your state legislatures and urge them to override the governor's vetoes for SB 88 and SB 145 to lower the barriers for accessing therapeutic marijuana. Jay Kahn of Keene and John Reagan of Deerfield represent districts 10 and 17, respectively, in the New Hampshire Senate. So if you live in those districts, give those lawmakers a round of applause for standing up for you and going to bat for you. I try to give my lawmakers here in Mass approval when they do the right thing. And I try to give my regulators praise when they act in accordance to the will of the people. And encouraging them will only encourage them to continue doing reforms that are going to help the people. It's only going to incentivize them to continue doing the right thing. But in the show notes, I'm going to put information on how to contact the governor and how to contact and where to contact your lawmakers to hopefully get improvement on this. And I'll also put in the show notes how to get a card if you're seeking to get a card. There is safety in numbers. If the patient count goes up even by a few thousand, then the patients are going to have more leverage in overriding the governor and encouraging the lawmakers to do what is right. And since many of the New England states cross-pollinate and we have family in the other New England states, getting your card, if you're visiting Maine, key operative word, visiting, you can obtain your medicine in Maine because they have been added to Maine's reciprocity agreement. But again, key operative word is visiting, okay? Use your imagination, use teleportation, use VR if needed. But again, the key operative word is visiting. And with that said, I hope you guys got a lot out of this. We're available on Spotify, iTunes, Pocket Cast, Podbean, Radio Republic, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. And subscribe, share, and like, and see you in the next one. Peace. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support and expand our humble little project, there are a few ways you can support us. We plan on doing big and humble little things with our projects, such as getting to trade shows, visiting other MMJ and recreational states, and doing on-field work. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, and equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have $5 and $10 tiers if you're feeling extra generous, and those come with their own benefits too. And if you subscribe to the 10 and above tier, you get some personal time if you're over 21 with Mr. Sativa. So, you know, you can chat with me on Discord. You know, we can have 15-minute one-on-one time. So you get exclusive episodes. You get early releases when you join these tiers. And you can also subscribe and find our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Follow us on socials at on Twitter, for example, at IC Sativa Podcast, and on Instagram at I Am Cannabis Sativa. And as always, stay medicated, my friends. Peace.